This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Donald Trump was not the candidate with the detailed policy proposals, but to govern, he'll need those. With, I think, a unique insight into this, let's turn to Glenn Hubbard, the former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush and currently dean of Columbia's Graduate Business School. Dr. Hubbard, thanks for joining us so early after a long night.
My pleasure.
A Republican House, Republican Senate, and a new president who wants to cut taxes. Do you think there's a chance this will now go beyond tax cuts and maybe into reform of the tax system?
I do. I mean, I think what we saw last night, perhaps unexpectedly, was a reversal of the 2008 election sweep centered on the need for change related to growth, really. And tax reform and regulatory reform, I would expect to be pretty high on the list, along with possibly infrastructure reform.
So you see a Trump presidency bringing higher economic growth soon? Some experts think the talk of cracking down on, for instance, multinationals could hurt growth.
Well, I think that's a real issue. I would say that for the incoming administration, there are three concerns: discipline, what are the specific policies, and what's the team that's going to execute. But I think we ought to all take a deep breath and imagine the possibilities here, particularly from tax and regulatory reform. And yes, one would hope that we don't do something on the trade front that would undo that. I think there'll be some market volatility for a while. This was unexpected. But I do think the opportunity for pro-growth policy is real.
So you don't think globalization has now run its course now that it's going to be Donald Trump as president?
I think globalization is under attack, whether Donald Trump had won last night or Secretary Clinton. And I think the question for a leader, a president-elect, is what do you do about it? I would say that it has more to do with helping localities and helping people who've lost their jobs than interfering with world trade. But this is going to be a debate within the Republican Party and within the nation as a whole. But we would have had that debate no matter who the president is.
I've just been looking at your resume, Dr. Hubbard. Looks like you could possibly be a candidate for Treasury Secretary. Any interest?
I think that's not something for me. I'm happy doing exactly what I do. I don't need to sign the dollar bill.
Right. Glenn Hubbard at the Columbia Business School and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President George W. Bush. Dr. Hubbard, thank you.
Thank you.
With Republicans controlling the White House and both houses of Congress, does that mean gridlock is swept away? I asked Austin Goolsbee, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama and now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
I do think big things will happen. The getting rid of all or part of Dodd-Frank, the getting rid of Obamacare, to do anything like big infrastructure that in a way requires a bit of a national consensus, I don't know. You kind of see on the map that it's two different countries. In a political environment like that, strikes me as relatively hard to build a national consensus for anything.
He did campaign on bringing jobs to America. Jobs are under pressure from trade, Donald Trump often pointed out. But the march of technology, maybe even more to blame. Voters were asking for many things, but I think clearly they want better livelihoods. That's going to be now on this new administration to see if they can provide it.
The jury's still out, and I think if you look at the stock markets in the U.S. and around the world, you can see that there's a lot of uncertainty about that question. My own belief is that building walls to try to keep the rest of the world's stuff and people and ideas out doesn't make you rich. It makes you poor. It's been tried hundreds of times all around the globe, and that doesn't make you rich.
The transition now begins in earnest. What will you be watching for as the new economic team is assembled?
I think the question of whether President Trump is going to establish an economic team of, are they going to be business experts, political people, or are they going to be more friends of Donald Trump's, and who he starts putting and from which groups will tell us a lot about where he wants to go.
Austin Goolsbee is former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Obama. He's now at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Professor Goolsbee, thank you.
Thank you, David.